The next kina, Eicha Atzav Yapecha, is a kina which describes and compares and contrasts the potential versus the actual. It is crafted in a way in which we see what could have been or what once was compared with what is right now. And this particular theme is seen not only in the text itself, where it's quite clear, but even in the style, the literary style of this kina, in which it's presented in somewhat of a staccato form, where you can't read it without feeling that sense of frustration on the part of the Kalir who composed this particular kina, in trying to come to terms with the tremendous gap between not what could be, but what literally once was and what is. Many of you may be familiar with the Gemara in Erevin, which records that there was a machlokes between Beishan and Beis Hillel regarding a very interesting philosophical question, and that is whether or not it is better that man would have never been created in the first place. And after a years-long debate, our rabbis teach us, Nimnu v'gamru, they came to the conclusion that in fact everyone was in agreement. It would have been better, Yosef Tov Shalo Nivra Misha Nivra. It would have been better man not be created in the first place. Now that we're here, so we have no choice but to make the best of our time. Why reach such a surprising and pessimistic conclusion regarding the existence of man? It would have been better that we never be here in the first place. After all, there's so much that man can contribute, there's so much that man can accomplish. And the answer is clear from this kina. And that is that it's true, there's the potential for godless Adam. There's the potential for tremendous growth and for tremendous contribution that man can make in this world. But commensurate with that is the potential for shiftless Adam, for how people can lower themselves to such extremes. We find individuals who have reached the lowest of the depths. As I mentioned last night, at the end of Eicha, for those who were here, that the word Eicha, of course, Chazal associate that word with the word Ayeka. HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns to Adam HaRishon in Gan Eden after the first act of betrayal on the part of man and says to Adam, Ayeka. And obviously he's a lot more than where are you, I can't see you, because Adam was trying to hide. Ayeka means where are you, what has become of you? The Mechanchim, they teach, psychologists teach, parents know that the best way to motivate children is not by putting them down and berating them, but by saying in a positive way, you, I would have expected more from you. I mean, it's somewhat of a gimmick. Hopefully we all mean it. But it's something that we do to motivate children. When you look at this kina, you see that that's exactly the style of this kina. How could this happen to you? There's a description over here of the relationship that Klai Yisrael had with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the description of the marriage that took place at Har Sinai at the time of Kabbalah HaTorah, and you see that this is understood literally as a marriage. So Soloveitchik explained that this is not just a drush, it's a halachic concept. As the Navi says, Eiz HaSeif HaKrisul HaSimchem HaSher Shalachtia. We demand the get. Because Baruch, you can't just send us away. Where's the get? We have a marriage. And the answer, of course, that it wasn't a divorce. It was a separation. But literally, to understand and to appreciate that we have had such a strong and a meaningful relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam, such a rich and such a deep and such a profound history. And before we begin this kina, again, I have to say that we'd be doing ourselves a disservice if we stop where the author of this kina stops. We have to apply this within our own lives. We have to think back as recently as yesterday, or perhaps as long ago as 50 years ago, and identify times in our life when we were able to outperform what we are doing now. And we have to ask ourselves why. Don't compare ourselves to anyone else other than what I was able to achieve myself. I personally remember, Rothwax, I'm going to make a public confession. I remember there was a time in my life where I could daven Shmoneh Esrei and be completely oblivious to that which was going on around me. There could have been people talking next to me. There could have been screaming going on. And I was able to achieve such a level in my tefillah that I was clueless. And when I would step away from Shmoneh Esrei, I would literally, it was like I was coming back down to earth. I'm only able to say that publicly because I'm going to tell you the truth, and that is that it's been many, many years since I've been able to achieve that level. I haven't been able to muster the strength or to find a way within to be able to bring myself back to that point. So I find myself struggling to be able to have that type of kavanah when I daven. One example. But that's exactly the point of this kina. How could it be that people, a nation and individuals that were able to achieve such greatness find themselves at a point where they can't even begin to imagine what that time in their lives were like? Eichot seri apeko li abedi anadim amanesho.